Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Hidden Habits of Genius by Craig M. Wright explores what separates enduring high achievers from everyone else when raw talent, IQ, and even grit are not enough to explain extraordinary outcomes. Drawing on Wright's background in scholarship and leadership, the book reframes genius as a set of learnable behaviors, mindsets, and decision patterns rather than a rare, mystical gift. Instead of celebrating effortless brilliance, it emphasizes disciplined curiosity, strategic practice, and the ability to build systems that compound progress over time. Readers are guided to look past motivational slogans and toward practical habits that shape attention, creativity, and execution. The book's central promise is that greatness can be engineered by aligning daily choices with long-range aims, cultivating resilience that is more intelligent than stubborn, and using social and intellectual networks as accelerators. It is positioned as a pragmatic guide for anyone who wants to raise their ceiling through repeatable, evidence-informed habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining genius as a trainable set of habits. A core theme of the book is that genius is less about an inherited spark and more about consistent behaviors that can be learned, refined, and repeated. Rather than treating exceptional achievement as a product of rare talent, the author points attention to patterns seen in people who produce original work, lead effectively, or master complex fields. This approach shifts the reader from self-judgment to skill building. If genius is a habit system, then improvement becomes a matter of design and repetition. The book encourages readers to replace vague ambition with clear operating principles, such as how to choose problems worth solving, how to structure time for deep work, and how to keep learning under pressure. It also highlights the importance of identity level change, adopting the stance of a builder and experimenter, not just a consumer of information. By focusing on controllable inputs, readers gain a framework for progress that is not dependent on early advantages, perfect confidence, or constant inspiration. Secondly, curiosity, questioning, and the craft of original thinking. The book emphasizes that many breakthroughs begin with better questions, not better answers. Genius-level output often comes from relentless curiosity, the willingness to challenge assumptions, and the habit of exploring adjacent ideas until a new connection appears. This topic centers on cultivating an active mind, reading broadly, comparing disciplines, and using inquiry as a daily practice rather than an occasional mood. Readers are urged to notice what others overlook, to investigate anomalies, and to treat confusion as a signal that something important may be hidden. The book also implies that originality is not a lightning strike but a process: gather inputs, test interpretations, iterate, and share drafts early enough to learn. Practical implications include building a personal system for capturing ideas, revisiting them, and turning them into experiments. By strengthening curiosity and questioning, readers can improve creative problem solving at work, in study, and in entrepreneurial efforts because they become better at seeing options where others see dead ends. Thirdly, deliberate practice and the discipline of mastery. Another major topic is the difference between time spent and progress made. The book underscores that mastery is driven by deliberate practice, targeted effort aimed at specific improvements, accompanied by feedback and reflection. Instead of repeating what is comfortable, high performers identify weaknesses, isolate subskills, and train them systematically. This idea also broadens beyond traditional skill practice into decision-making, communication, and leadership, areas where people often plateau because they do not measure or refine their approach. The author stresses that practice must be designed, not improvised, with clear goals, constraints, and a method for tracking results. Equally important is recovery. Sustainable excellence requires pacing, rest, and routines that protect cognitive energy. For readers, the benefit is a practical model for upgrading performance without burning out. By adopting deliberate practice, a professional can improve presentations, a student can learn more efficiently, and a creator can ship higher quality work with fewer wasted cycles. Fourthly, resilience with intelligence, handling failure, risk, and uncertainty. The book treats resilience as more than stubborn persistence. It frames greatness as the ability to absorb setbacks, learn quickly, and keep taking smart risks when outcomes are uncertain. This topic explores how high achievers interpret failure differently, not as a verdict on their worth, but as information about strategy, timing, or skill gaps. The reader is encouraged to develop emotional regulation, realistic optimism, and the habit of reframing obstacles into solvable components. Rather than avoiding discomfort, the book highlights the value of voluntary challenges that expand capacity over time. It also suggests that good risk-taking is calculated. Assess downside, create buffers, run small experiments, and scale what works. This approach helps readers avoid two common traps: quitting too early or persisting blindly. By building resilience with intelligence, readers can pursue ambitious goals while maintaining stability in health, relationships, and finances, making long-term success more likely than short bursts of effort. Lastly, networks, mentorship, and creating an ecosystem for greatness. A final topic focuses on the social dimension of exceptional achievement. The book argues that genius is rarely isolated. It is often supported by mentors, collaborators, rivals, institutions, and communities that shape thinking and raise standards. Readers are encouraged to be intentional about their environment, seek people who challenge them, learn from those with experience, and build relationships based on contribution rather than extraction. This topic also includes the idea of creating a personal ecosystem of learning, including curated inputs, constructive feedback loops, and opportunities to apply ideas in real settings. Mentorship is presented as both receiving and giving, since teaching and guiding others can sharpen one's own understanding. The book implies that networks amplify effort through access to information, perspective, and accountability. For readers, the payoff is practical. Career mobility improves, creative projects gain traction, and personal growth accelerates when surrounded by people and structures that reward craft, integrity, and long-range thinking. In conclusion, this book is best suited for ambitious readers who are tired of simplistic explanations for success and want actionable ways to improve performance in work, study, or creative pursuits. Professionals, entrepreneurs, students, and leaders will benefit most because the ideas translate into daily routines, decision frameworks, and long-term habit systems rather than short-term hype. Its value lies in helping readers replace self-limiting stories about talent with controllable practices, asking better questions, training deliberately, recovering intelligently, and using feedback to keep improving. Compared with many books that focus only on mindset or only on grit, this one stands out by emphasizing a broader toolkit, including environment design, mentorship, and strategic resilience. It is worth buying if you want a structured perspective on greatness that supports sustained progress and real output, not just motivation. The reader gains a more practical path to excellence built on repeatable behaviors and smarter systems. If you would like to support Craig M. Wright, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.